there. I was searching for you around. What's wrong? Why are you here alone on the balcony? Is it because something bothered you? No? Well, then what is it? Oh, I just needed some silence. No, I get you. Don't worry. To be honest, I was looking for the same. Yeah, sometimes being around so many people and listening to so many voices and music and all that is... it's tiring. I noticed that you got up and didn't come back, so I got a little bit worried. What do you mean? Yeah, I noticed you. How could I not? Oh, you got a call? Was it an emergency? No, if you... Is my party... boring? You can be honest. To tell the truth, I'm expecting it to be boring. You'd think because of my parents' wealth and position that I get to host a lot of parties, but we don't. They're mostly away, so the house ends up being more of a place for them to sleep than to live. It gets lonely. And because of that, I wanted to host one for the first time. You think I'm doing well? Thank you. The stars are so beautiful, right? Yeah, I mostly watch them from my window, but I've never done it before on this balcony. To think that you found a much better spot to do that in my own house. Sometimes I wonder how much I actually know myself. People have always made me believe a lot of things I might or might not be. Oh, yeah, I mean as in the way they treat me. They act towards me like I was someone who's never done anything wrong and praising me for the tiniest thing. It all just feels a bit artificial. Even now at this party. Come on, admit it. I barely have music and food. People are mostly enjoying the pool and the TV. Oh, they must be thinking it sucks, but they won't tell me. They refer to me as a star. Beautiful, bright. Even some would say that because of the out of this world thing, but look at them. The stars are distant and so lonely. Even when they all look close to each other, in reality, they're separated by a huge distance. It seems like a tragic fate to be a star. I hope I won't end up like that. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to... You don't mind? Thank you. You're really nice. Yeah, I know we only talk at times because we have some classes together, but still, from the times I have, I can tell you're a good guy. Also, we were the only ones back then when it was raining and classes got suspended. But we still went. Right? It was a fun day. I got to know you a bit better. What about the party? It's okay, I'm not missing that much. Besides, it was mostly guys trying to flirt with me. I don't get it. Is it because of my wealth? What else could it be? I'm not smart. I'm not funny. Now, good grades don't tell you that you're smart. And a little star trivia was just because I like to read a lot, that's all. My hair. What? Sorry, I'm not following. Because of my hair, guys are trying to flirt with me. Oh, you like my hair. Is that what you're trying to say? Oh, thank you. Oh, no. I don't think you're trying to flirt with me. Oh, can you imagine? No, it was just a compliment. There's nothing more. I got you. Aren't you cold? Yeah, it's getting a lot colder. Ooh, and the breeze. You want to keep looking at the stars? Follow me. This is my room. Thank you. I try to keep it as clean as I can. So, yeah. This is the window I was talking about. The moon is usually visible from it. Oh. But there aren't many stars tonight. Sorry, I just thought that. Oh, it's okay. Okay, well. Thanks. Oh, but. Here, lay on my bed. I don't mind. I just want to show you something. Okay? I'll turn off the lights and. Glowy star stickers. You're not laughing, are you? Don't know. Some people would say it's a bit childish. Oh, you like it? Yeah, I mean, I did say that we would. Keep looking at the stars, so. Calming, isn't it? Despite me telling you how I feel towards stars, I still like to see them. Oh no, don't mind me. I'll just be sitting here on the edge of the bed. Oh, are you sure? Is okay if I. Okay. I know it's my bed, but I. Can I? Okay, good. Close to me. ones out there don't make me feel like this. Similar to how I interact with most people. Not many are actually with me. They're so interested in their own idea of me. They don't care about my actual self. Now you're here with me. You're humble and shy. You stay out of the spotlight. You help others. You cheer for them. I've seen you. You're like the moon. Yeah. Yeah, you shine when almost no one is around. Or that when you think no one's looking at you. No, it's not like sunshine. You don't make others go blind. But I do. I'm like the sun. When people look at me, they get so blind because of the false idea I give. I can't even control it. Hey, don't feel bad for me. I was waiting for the right moment to say this, but I know it's your birthday. The call you had before was because of that, right? Yeah. How did I just did research? No, okay, well, maybe I did some stalking. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know you would never tell, so I went and looked for it myself. Before throwing this party, I asked everyone, do you guys mind if I celebrate someone's birthday at my place? And they didn't answer. I think they got so excited because the idea of me throwing a party, but they only listen to me saying the words party in my place. That's why I was so worried about you. I want you to have fun. But I... It's still okay? Is this enough for you? Just lying on my bed and looking at Chloe's star stickers, is that really enough? It is? Well, I'm glad. Can I stroke your hair? Just turn and face me. It's okay. The darkness makes things less awkward, right? Why? I just want to give you something. Can I? Okay. You really are like the moon. Just looking at me from the darkness. I've seen you. You try to be discreet, but... No, it's okay. If it's you, then I don't mind. In fact, I like it. You do it in a way that doesn't make me feel uncomfortable. Even in this darkness, the idea of you is enough for me to feel safe. I know you have a crush on me. No, please don't move away. It's okay. Hey, the truth is, when I realized that I actually got happy, it wasn't like when the other guys say it. You took your time. You slowly grew that idea. You started with small talks. And you listened to me without agreeing with every single thing I said. You were yourself. And with you, I feel like I was being myself. Without facades. You know, I could say that I have a crush on you too. I just didn't know what to do. So, celebrating your birthday was the only idea I had to make an excuse to have you near me. Hey, you really are a wonderful person. This is not something I'm thinking just now. It's not something I feel because of my loneliness. Oh, why are you pulling away? I was gonna kiss your forehead. Am I making you uncomfortable? Then what is it? What do you mean? What, like you don't deserve me? Please don't do this. Don't do the thing that everyone ends up doing. I'm not a star. I'm not untouchable. I'm not some unreachable thing. I'm not something that you can just look away from. I'm here. I'm with you. I want to be with you. So what if you think you're not worthy? I think you're more than worthy. You not feeling handsome or interesting is just wrong. You shouldn't. You're amazing. Trust me. It's just that the world has made you set some unrealistic standards. You being kind is not you having a debt to pay or anything. It's simply because you're that good. You help others because you can and you want to. Don't ever think that you should do it because of anything else. I like you. I like you a lot. You're always on my mind, and I'm just like you. I feel awkward. I feel like I'm bad at socializing. So please, if you're going to reject me, I hope it's not because you feel unworthy. I'll ask you this once, but do you want to kiss me? I like you so much. Who cares if the others find out? It's just us. Change their view, but we can start by just changing ourselves. Trying to improve as people. So at least for now, don't think about what the others think. Don't think about the party. It's already a failure. Just think about us. Don't think of me as something out of your league. Think of me as the one that wants to be with you because of who you are. Because I think of you as the one that wants me because of who I actually am. While you were admiring me, I was doing the same. So please, Don't be afraid to reach out to me. I was able to reach out for my moon.